Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brandon, for you personally, I know it comes in a loss, but as a guy that never was a big home run hitter, what does it mean to get number 100 in that spot
at
the moment?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I was more excited about the spot. But when found out that I'd kind of forgotten, honestly, that I was one away. And so, when I found out, definitely made it even sweeter. But to come up in that spot and be able to tie the game and give us a chance to try and win the game, it was pretty special for me off of, obviously a very, very solid reliever in Abreu, who's had a lot of success in the big leagues. So, kind of bittersweet. I'm proud of it because when I came up, I think I've grown a lot as a player. I think this is part of one of those milestones that kind of shows the growth that I've had, because when I first came up, definitely wasn't considered a home run hitter, more of just a slap hitter. And honestly, when I came up, a lot of people considered me a fourth, fifth outfielder. Now to have 100 home runs in the big leagues and, be in a position and do it the way that I did it, it's pretty special. So I'm glad that I could enjoy that, and have that moment. But, it was just like everything else in baseball, it was quick and then, enjoy it and move on, and we're trying to win a ball game.
What do you make of, you guys are 81 games through the season now, one game below 500. What do you make of just sort of big picture where you're at?
I think big picture, it's been a tale of two seasons. Even in this first half, I would say pre-team meeting, post-team meeting, you've seen, a team that has played really, really good baseball since that team meeting, and I think is, given us a real good argument for going for it and trying to make the playoffs and make this push. But there's still a lot of work left to be done. But I think we're showing very positive signs, and we obviously have more work to do, and we have places that we can improve on. But I definitely think since that team meeting, the statistics would back it up that we're one of the better teams in baseball.
Brandon, you get that double to lead off the 10th.
Yep.
The way things have gone for you guys the last few weeks, you're thinking, I'm going to score here and walk it off?
Yep. Yeah, for sure. It just felt like, okay, momentum's back on our side. Got on second base, nobody out. J.D. Martinez, obviously coming up, and Pete and Bader. And Bader's walked off how many games for us. He's been really clutch. And, Yeah, I had that feeling, just like we were pressing and they were on the defensive, and you know, unfortunately we weren't able to come through there. That's just the way the game is. It's you know, usually won and lost by very small margins. Yes, I did feel like we had that feeling and had that momentum going in there, where we were just obviously, you know, no duh, one hit away, but it just felt like it was, you know, right on the tip of the sword there.
How tough is it to sit for almost 3 hours and then be kind of thrown that
hand? Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough. You know, especially because like cells kept popping up, and so we were thinking, okay, like 45 minutes, and then, you know, another cell pops up, okay, another 45 minutes, you know, so it is tough. It's easier when you're at home, I will say that. You know, we're able to go back and, you know, get a meal in and take a little nap, you know, when you hear that the second cell's coming, and so it is easier at home, but you know, it's definitely a hard thing to do, especially on a getaway day, you know, and you're looking forward to getting a little bit extra recovery going into the next week. But it is what it is, you know. The game hadn't finished. It was a tie ball game, and we were trying to win. So, you know, we were trying to become as prepared as we possibly could during that break.
How important is it, not just from a mathematical standpoint, but from a morale standpoint, to have a month like you guys did heading into this next stretch and stack some wins?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's huge for the morale. It's, you know, it's obviously a different feeling in here. We're playing much better baseball, and it's a lot of fun. You know, we definitely understand that we have room for improvement, and that we're not quite there, but it's definitely been positive momentum to build on, and you know, as we move forward, quickly forget this one and move on to the Nationals.
That first run scoring hit in the 11th, I think it was Myers. Were you trying to get to that ball, or did you think?
Yeah, I was trying to get to that ball, and then I thought it had topspin on it, and I was thinking with the wet ground, you know, if I dive for this and then it gets by me, and then it's a bunch of runs rather than just one, and then it landed, you know, closer than I wanted it to. And so I think if I would have just committed right off the bat, then I would have been able to catch it. It was hit better than I thought. But, you know, there, you're in those situations, you're almost kind of thinking you're going to give up one run, and so you're trying to prevent multiple from happening. But yes, I do think that if I would have committed right away, probably could have made a catch, maybe sliding on it, and that would have, you know, been helpful. I don't think it would have prevented a run, but it would have gotten us an out and traded it for a run. But in the end, you know, they ended up scoring multiple.
Brendan, how important was this coming week playing two teams on the road? You had some success with those teams.
Yeah.
But their teams all on that wild card hunt. How important is this week?
It is. It's very important. And, you know, even though we've had success against them, you know, they're two very, very good teams. Especially, you know, moving forward, we have some young pitchers that have a lot of talent that we're going to face on both the Nationals and the Pirates. You know, they're looking to prove themselves. And to continue to solidify themselves in the league. And so I expect really hard-fought baseball over this next week, and it by no means is going to be a walk in the park. These are going to be very tough games against very tough opponents that are young teams that are, you know, sensing the postseason, and they want to get there. So we cannot take them lightly, and these are going to be tough games.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.